British teen pleads not guilty over false rape report against 12 Israelis. By Breitbart London on August 27, 2019. Paralimni, Cyprus, AP. A 19-year-old British woman pleaded not guilty Tuesday in a Cyprus court to a public mischief charge for making what prosecutors say was a false claim that she was raped by 12 Israelis at a holiday resort on the East Mediterranean island nation. A judge set the start of the trial for October 2 and released the woman on bail, finding it proper and fair to free her after she had spent nearly 2 months in police detention. The woman surrendered her travel documents to police and must appear at a Nicosia police station 3 times weekly. She has also been placed on a stop list prohibiting her departure. She posted bail of €5,000, $5,550, in cash, while her father, who was present in the courtroom, guaranteed a bond of €15,000. Her defense lawyers say investigators used depression to make her retract the allegation that she was gang-raped at an Ayia Napa hotel last month. Cypriot authorities strongly deny that the retraction was coerced, saying that she volunteered the statement in writing. The teenager's case is that she has not lied about being raped, and the oppression was used by the Cypriot police in order to get her to retract her rape allegations, said Michael Pollock, director of the group Justice Abroad, which is assisting in the woman's legal defense. The purported retraction is unreliable because of what happened in the police station. Pollock said the defense team will present evidence at trial that the woman had not lied about being raped. 5 Israelis were initially freed July 25 after no evidence was found linking them to the case. The remaining 7 were released 3 days later after police said the woman retracted the rape allegations. Pollock called the case a test of the Cypriot legal system's adherence to Cypriot and European conventions and said defense lawyers would ask Cyprus Attorney General Kostas Claridis to drop the case after considering the facts. The British woman's legal expenses are being funded by donations raised on an online platform.